Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
A show so nice, we do it thrice. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, hour three getting underway for you right now with Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you as always. Chris, what's going on, my man?
Well, you know, if you live in Santa Rosa County, residents over there who missed an opportunity to discard hazardous waste items, this happened on Saturday at the South Santa Rosa Service Center in Gulf Breeze. It was all during their Household Hazardous Waste Amnesty Day event. You can still dispose of hazardous waste, but you have to do it over the central landfill in Milton. But take care of that. Don't let the contaminated items get into the stream. It's a pain, believe me. And it's a very costly pain because you know who ends up paying for it in the long end.
Who's that?
The residents do.
There you go. All right. Also, here locally, wanted to make a point of mentioning this. We did have a 60-year-old Gulf Breeze woman dying after a car crash on Highway 98 on Sunday afternoon. FHP says the woman pulled out in front of a pickup truck as she was crossing Highway 98. She was airlifted to the hospital where she later passed away. The driver of the truck, a Crestview woman, and two children were taken to the hospital with minor injuries after the crash.
Okay. The title or the first line into this story might have you a little... maybe confused, not that's maybe the wrong word, but a little maybe anxiety setting in, especially if you're into being very concerned about job losses to the current area. Job losses coming to International Paper. It's not what you think here. IP plans to lay off 650 employees. Now, the positive news locally, IP Regional Communications Manager Whitney Fike confirmed the layoffs do not include the IP Pensacola Mill in Cantonment. There was a lot of concern over this when this was going down. A majority of the layoffs are expected in Memphis, where the company is headquartered.
All righty, just about 6:15. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather here for you this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by PureTalk.com. Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. PureTalk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. Dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off of your first month. Again, that is PureTalk.com. All righty, let's see. Looking at the roads here, just two spots standing out from what I can see. Palafox Street traveling northbound towards, what road is this here? If you will zoom in and let me read, Olive Road. If you are traveling northbound on Palafox Street towards Olive, that's just as you're passing Burgess Road. Got some backups over there still, but it's not too severe. The same cannot be said, however, for Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound passing by Hurlburt Field, that's typically pretty congested every afternoon, but it is really backed up now. It's been standstill traffic because of some of the work that they're doing in that area, and it is still standstill at this time. As for the weather, 81 degrees, low of 61 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 82, low of 62, another sunny, clear, and beautiful day.
A little a report that really just has tensions written all over it. The U.S. and Canada have sent warships throughout the waters between China and Taiwan today. Fox's Jonathan Savage has more on this trending story.
The destroyer USS Higgins and the Canadian frigate HMCS Vancouver made what's described as a routine transit through the Taiwan Strait. It's one of the world's most sensitive waterways, given China's express desire to bring the breakaway island of Taiwan back under its control. Just last week, the Chinese military held massive drills in the area and warned Taiwan against seeking full independence. The US Navy regularly transits the Taiwan Strait, and while not officially recognizing the Taiwanese government, the US does supply the island with the means to defend itself. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
All righty. Also here, been given updates every hour. Today will be no exception. This week, we will learn the state of the university at UWF. Dr. Martha Saunders was originally scheduled to give that speech several weeks ago, but due to severe weather to our east, the campus was closed that day. She will now be giving the state of the university address here on News Radio 92.3 on Wednesday morning, 9:30 a.m. during Pep Talk. She will be discussing current and future progress at the university and more.
Wow.
Yes.
That's pretty good stuff.
You heard that right.
Homeowners, home sellers, watching those mortgage numbers today. Let me give them to you. These are the ones just closing out. Mortgage News Daily is reporting the 30-year rate steady today, 6.68%. Borrowing cost on a 15-year fixed rate mortgage, 6.07%. Big surprise in the Ukraine today. U.S. Secretary of Defense landed over there on an unannounced visit. And Fox's Jonathan Savage has the latest.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, admitting the war with Russia is a very tough fight, telling reporters the United States has risen to meet the occasion during each evolution of the war. Secretary Austin's holding talks on helping Ukraine shore up its defenses. And no matter what happens in next month's elections, he expects bipartisan American support for Ukraine to remain strong. One Pentagon official added that 600,000 Russian troops have been killed or wounded since the full-scale invasion began in February 2022. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Ukraine isn't the only place gunfire is pretty normal. It's becoming pretty normal in Escambia County. More gunfire this weekend. One unidentified man was shot Sunday. Happened around 2 o'clock in the 5600 block of Nicholas Lane. And it all happened during a fight. Escambia deputies confirming 26-year-old Thaddeus English was taken into custody, is now being held in the Escambia jail on charges of attempted homicide with no bond set.
And a 36-year-old woman charged with attempted murder for allegedly instructing a 10-year-old on how to kill an infant child here in Escambia County. Deputies say Tara Sykes had been talking with the child on a video game called Roblox, I've heard of it, told them to drop the child on a tile floor. The Gulf Coast Kids House contacted investigators last week after the infant suffered serious injuries in the fall. Investigators say they learned Sykes had been talking with the 10-year-old and had given instructions for several ways to kill the infant child and had also allegedly told the kid how to kill the adults that they were living with in several ways. An investigation is ongoing, and the sheriff's office says additional charges are possible.
Nothing surprises me. It just, that is an incredible story.
Right.
Okay, tomorrow, Bands of the Beach featuring Pearl and Rafe, Pensacola Beach's own brother and sister duo. Curtain rises on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage, 7 o'clock. Bring along those blankets and beach chairs. Be sure to leave the pets and glass at home. And former President Trump is embracing Elon Musk's support in the lead-up to the presidential election. Now, while the billionaire mogul often finds himself at odds with the Biden-Harris administration, Fox's business Grady Trimble reports from the White House in Democracy 2024.
Democracy 24.
Making his return to Butler, Pennsylvania, 12 weeks after the attempt on his life, former President Trump enlisted the help of one of his most well-known supporters.
President Trump must win to preserve the Constitution.
Elon Musk, the billionaire founder of Tesla and SpaceX, told the crowd November 5th is, quote, the most important election of our lifetime. Highlighting what he believes is at stake, Musk urged those at the rally and those watching it live to register to vote and get others to do the same.
Then make sure they actually do vote. If they don't, this will be the last election.
Musk's attendance is a sign of his growing involvement in and perhaps influence over U.S. politics, often criticizing the Biden-Harris administration on his social media site X, including recently for its response to Hurricane Helene. At the White House, Grady Trimble, Fox Business.
All righty, 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, there's a new program at UWF giving students some hands-on experience in designing cutting-edge watercraft. Details on that and more after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
With 0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Pete Bohrer Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. And you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Pete Bohrer Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Bohrer Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to PCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and dealer fees. Royalty discount for qualified VW owners. See dealer for details. Offer expires October 31st, 2024.
Hello, my name is Ed Carson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Please go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information.
Political advertisement paid for by Building Santa Rosa Tomorrow Today.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
This November, we have a choice. We can keep the same old politics of division and distraction, or we can choose leadership we can trust. I'm Gay Valamont, and I'm running for Congress to bring us together and focus on what truly matters: our economy, access to health care, and protecting our rights. I won't be distracted by headlines and scandals. I'll be working for you every day. On November 5th, vote for me, Gay Valamont, and let's build a community that works for all of us.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair? And seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill! It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Join Corey McKern, Artistic Director of Pensacola Opera, tomorrow at 10:30, talking about their upcoming event, Songs Down South, on Thursday, November 9th at the Gene and Paul Amos Performance Studio as part of the Foo Foo Festival. This event is a one-night-only Southern food and music festival where grand opera collides with Grand Ole Opry style.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the Alfred Smith Dinner, the Catholic charity fundraiser that President Trump showed up at and Vice President Harris did not show up at, and what that means about him and about her. Also talked about this dust-up between the DeSantis administration and a couple of TV stations where the administration had told them not to air certain ads that are pro-amendment for pro-abortion and what the courts said in response. You can listen to all of these conversations at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Having to cut off the Foo Fighters a little bit early here because it's almost, actually it's exactly 6:27, so let's move fast. Looking at your traffic and weather together, the roads aren't looking too bad. Everywhere else is just about looking clear. The only problem is Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. We do have a couple of accident reports that have been confirmed in that area along with the construction work they're doing over there, and it is still causing standstill traffic. As for the weather, 81 degrees, low of 61 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 82, low of 62.
Okay, throw away those old unused pharmaceuticals, but remember to do it in a responsible and safe manner. I had many years with this pharmaceutical take-back program. Very interesting. It only happens, though, if you make it happen. 5 days, it is the National Drug Take-Back Day, October 26th this year. There are several safe disposal sites in Northwest Florida accepting old and unwanted prescriptions. Select Walgreens, CVS, Publix, Walmart pharmacy locations, including the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. And I'm going to add this 2 cents in here. We found over the, I did it for over 10 years. Please, if you are turning in your pharmaceuticals, take off the label. Do not leave the label on those bottles, because that label tells a big story about your personal life. You don't want, but please participate. Take the old unused pharmaceuticals back, dispose of it in a safe manner, but don't leave the labels on.
No, absolutely. And in our previous segment, we touched on UWF and the State of the University address that's coming on Wednesday morning. And seems like UWF is in a pretty good state right now.
They are. They're great.
And one example of that is this new program that the university has, giving students some hands-on experience in designing cutting-edge watercraft. It's the Watercraft and Vessel Engineering Project. It's being funded by Triumph Gulf Coast. UWF says it will also expand research opportunities around maritime activities at the Port of Pensacola. Students will have a chance to work with professionals and teachers at the port, as well as the American Magic Sailing Team. UWF officials say that they are hoping the program will draw more maritime companies to Pensacola. How about that?
It's always a good opportunity.
Yeah.
Absolutely always a good opportunity. You know, tomorrow I'm going to try to get a hold of Nick Simmons. He's over. He's a county extension director at Escambia County Extension Office over on Stefani. And why would I do that? The Peanut Butter Challenge. An annual jar collection event. It's big. Let me tell you, they hold these big offices full of peanut butter. It's for local food pantries continuing through this month. You can donate unopened jars of peanut butter. 6 locations, Escambia Extension in Cantonment, Escambia Farm Bureau in Molino, Escambia Public Safety on W Street, Holy Spirit Catholic Church on Gulf Beach Highway, Gilmore Services on East Fairfield Drive, and the Escambia Administration Office at 221 Palafox Place, downtown. Mm. But I'm going to try to get Nick on so he can explain it a little bit better than I just did.
All righty.
Throw it on Nick, you know?
And interestingly enough, a 44-year-old man accused of impersonating a security guard at a Taylor Swift concert has been arrested. Ivan Mariotti taken into custody Friday night at the first of 3 weekend concerts at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens. In court, the public defender said that he was hired as a guard, but the judge said the arrest report ID'd him as a driver and not a guard, and that he lied to police. He remains jailed until his immigration status is verified.
Okay, Pensacola Beach lifeguard tryouts coming up December 7th and 8th over UWF.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Vice President Kamala Harris is campaigning with former Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney in Midwestern battleground states. Fox's Jackie Heinrich is in Brookfield, Wisconsin.
Team Harris hopes Cheney's support will boost her chances with suburban women as she competes for a tiny slice of voters still up for grabs. In Wisconsin, more than 300,000 ballots have already been cast, but Team Trump says Cheney's motives are personal.
Cheney voted to impeach the former president following the Capitol riots in 2021. Donald Trump is in another battleground state. Fox's Bill Malugin reports.
Former President Trump in western North Carolina, visiting part of the swing state hit hardest by Hurricane Helene. Despite the destruction and the ongoing recovery efforts, Trump expressed amazement at North Carolina's record-setting early vote total.
Trump also held a rally with supporters in Greenville. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now.
Federal student loan payments for some 8 million borrowers will remain on pause for 6 months or longer, according to the U.S. Department of Education. Today's development comes as the administration has been dragged into a slew of legal battles that are waged by Republicans over its recent student loan relief efforts. The presidential election is 2 weeks from tomorrow. Elliott Investment Management and Southwest Airlines have been reportedly discussing a settlement that would give the activist investors significant representation on Southwest's board. The settlement talks are based on a deal that would give Elliott less than full board control. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed today, with the Dow falling 344 points, the S&P 500 dropped 10, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 50. After a steep sell-off last week, U.S. crude oil futures for November were down slightly under $71 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Major League Baseball got their Dream World Series matchup with Aaron Judge's New York Yankees going up against Shohei Ohtani's Los Angeles Dodgers. We know Ohtani will win the NL MVP and Judge will take home the AL MVP, but what if Major League Baseball only handed out one MVP award? And the trophy in that case should go to Judge, as he has a higher WAR, batting average, plus more home runs, RBIs, and walks than Ohtani. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's football season, and now you can get anything you need for game day delivered with Uber Eats. Well, almost anything. You can't get a running back, but baby back ribs? Yes. Uber Eats, official on-demand food delivery partner of the NFL.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my superhydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
Need to hire? You need Indeed. Their end-to-end solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all year round. Schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from your Indeed dashboard. Learn more by visiting indeed.com/credit.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your fall barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie board to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture? Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Carissa Burgos is running for school board to make sure our children are not harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
Hi, I'm Carissa Burgos, asking for your vote on November 5th for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Woodley, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before Pep Talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. The pompous of love.
Did you know that when Steve Miller wrote that song, he just made the word pompous up? You ever know that, Chris?
I like Steve Miller. I didn't know that.
Well, because I think it was a word that he had heard somewhere, but he heard it wrong. And he put it in that song, and he has said that people ask him what that means. He's like, it's not a word. So pompatus of love, if you ever want to know, there's your answer. And I hope that doesn't disappoint you. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. It's really just that one spot we've been touching on all afternoon. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing Hurlburt Field. Got some work going on there, but also got some accidents being reported. And what that amounts to is just a parking lot on the road. As for the weather, it's been sitting at around 80, 81 degrees this evening. It's still at 81, low of 61 tonight. And as we bleed into your Tuesday, should be another sunny, beautiful day. High of 82, low of 62.
Okay, now that we've dug into our sports time and talk about some games coming up for high school and just a few days away. I cannot believe what this is, week 9 coming up.
Of college football, yeah.
No, of high school football.
Well, then.
Coming up.
Yeah, yeah. Then it would be.
It would be. Yes. Week 9. No, we just did week 9. It's coming up on week 10. Coming up on week 10.
I'm trying to think. Do high schools get one by week or two?
I think one.
Then this would be week.
Well, this is according to this list here. It's week number 10.
Yes, this would be week 10. Because Milton is 0-8. So this would be, so if they have a bye week, it would be week 10 because it would be their ninth game.
Okay. So here we go. Looking at some games this week coming up. This should be maybe not so good for the home team. I'm talking about the Gulf Breeze Mosley game. Panama City Mosley, you know, is a good team.
Yeah.
And Gulf Breeze had an off year, I think, so far. Where you go with this one?
I would have to take Mosley. I mean, but battle between the Dolphins. But the Gulf Breeze has just struggled. They're coming off an ugly loss to Navarre. And as you said, Mosley, that even if they themselves aren't great, they're decent. And that's more than you can say for Gulf Breeze.
Okay. Booker T. That was a Thursday game, by the way. Mm. The Friday games, Booker T. Washington at Destin.
That is our game of the week, by the way. And that's actually at Booker T. Washington. Booker T. Washington hosting Destin there. You can listen to that at 7 p.m. on ESPN Pensacola 99.1 FM, 1330 a.m. this Friday. I don't know anything about Destin. I'll take Booker T. They're more local. They're the home team. Give me the Wildcats.
You, Pine Forest at Escambia.
I got to go with Escambia.
Jay at Wee-Wah Hitchco. We call it Wee-Wah.
Don't know anything about them. But Jay, I do know enough about them. They have been looking unstoppable, so I'll have to take the Royals.
Milton at Niceville.
Yeah, Milton. They've had their opportunities to get a win on the board these past couple of weeks, and they have not been able to capitalize. Heartbreaking defeat against West Florida last Friday night. I am going to have to take Niceville. They're consistently one of the top teams around here.
Okay, Pace at Navarre.
Whew. All right. So, being a Pace alum, I know that Navarre in football in recent memory has owned us. We have never been able to get over that hump, but we've been trying to close it. And if you don't beat them this year, Pace, I don't think you ever will. I got to have the Pats in this one.
Here's an interesting game actually being played over Blue Wahoo Stadium, Pensacola at West Florida.
I got to take Pensacola. They've just been having a significantly better year.
Pensacola Catholic at South Walton.
Ooh. Okay. I think Pensacola is going to win that. South Walton, that's a little bit tricky. I'll take the Crusaders, though, because I don't know much about South Walton, but I know the Crusaders are pretty darn good this year.
All right, that's it for the high school stuff.
All right.
I just wanted to cover that this afternoon.
Well, something else that we've been needing to cover. My goodness, because I said we didn't get to it in hour one, and I said, well, I'll get to it in hour two.
Yeah, that's right. That's
and
right.
Then there was just so much, we didn't get to it in hour two either.
That's right.
The World Series has been set in the MLB, Yankees and Dodgers. First game will be this Friday, October 25th at 7:08 p.m. Between the Yankees and Dodgers. Man, you were talking about the marketability of that, and that's the first thing people were talking about when it came to this being a potential matchup. The two media capitals of the country, New York and Los Angeles.
I wonder why they did it on a Friday night. If you're traditionally into research of like television research numbers, hut levels, putt levels, hut means hounds using television, putts, right. Persons using televisions. This type of thing. Friday is the number one worst watched night
really?
Of the week.
Wow. I'm kind of surprised.
I'm just wondering if they position that to boost those numbers for Friday viewership.
I have no clue.
Because that's I was surprised to see it was going to be a Friday rollout.
Yeah.
Just because of the numbers fact. Let's not forget about right here in our own stable, tomorrow night, NBA basketball.
Yes.
Coming up on ESPN, the Knicks taking on the Celtics. You couldn't get a better game than that one.
Yeah, that is a divisional rivalry there. And both of those teams, when you look at their postseason implications after last season, that's a good one.
And then a little bit down the line for ESPN, 6:30 on Thursday, it's the Minnesota-LA Rams game on that side there. And then, of course, you just mentioned the Destin Booker T. Washington game.
Right.
Coming up. Very interesting, I would say. And, of course, we have the FSU-Miami game.
Yes.
Which would be a very interesting game.
Hopefully. I will also say, of course, getting underway in 30 minutes here, we got a doubleheader. Monday Night Football, Ravens and Buccaneers getting underway at 7:15. And then it's not a doubleheader in the sense of right when the first one ends, the second one begins. But, you know, it starts later. Chargers and Cardinals getting underway at 8 o'clock tonight. Man, Ravens-Bucks, that's going to be really tough.
That's the Bucks.
I'll give the Cards at home because they've shown glimpses of potential. And I'll give the Bucks at home, too, because Baker Mayfield's playing his heart out right now. And then, wanted to once again tell you, WNBA, we had the finals get wrapped up. The New York Liberty beating the Minnesota Lynx gives them their first WNBA title in franchise history. So congrats to the Liberty there.
A lot of good stuff.
Yes, and hopefully I can keep with the good news by giving you another quick check of the roads and weather here. Kind of good news. The good news is there's no new traffic incidents. The bad news is the one that we've been touching on is still there, and it's stronger than ever. If you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway passing Hurlburt Field, this is pushing you back into the Mary Esther area. Got a couple of accident reports around there as well, and that's on top of the work that's already happening over there that's causing this prolonged congestion to begin with. So if you are over there, I feel sorry for you. As for the weather, we've still got it 81 degrees here, low of 61 tonight. And as we get into Tuesday, high of 82, low of 62 for another beautiful sunny day.
Okay, the presidential race appears to be neck and neck in 7 battleground states in the latest Washington Post poll. Fox's Jeff Benasso has reported.
Among likely voters, the latest Washington Post poll shows Vice President Kamala Harris leading former President Donald Trump 51-47% in Georgia, that she holds the edge in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, while the former president leads Harris 49-46% in Arizona. He also leads in North Carolina, where he holds a rally later today. The poll showing a tie in Nevada, with all battleground states within the margin of error. Essentially a dead heat in the states thought to decide in just over 2 weeks the 2024 presidential contest. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Don't forget the general election, less than 15 days away. Here's a few deadlines you need to be aware of. Of course, today, early voting got underway at 10 sites in Escambia County, 6 sites in Santa Rosa through November 2nd. November 5th, Election Day, polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. To cast a ballot of one of those early voting sites, you must have a photo ID and signature proof. News Radio 92.3's live and local election coverage begins 7 p.m. Election Day.
All right, and of course, we give you your Wall Street numbers every hour. Well, Wall Street closing with stocks mixed to start this week. The Dow fell nearly 350 points, 344 to be exact, to 42,931. The S&P 500 lost 10 points to 58,53, and the NASDAQ gained 50 points to 18,540.
All right, it's 647, News Radio 92.3. You're into a lot of this tech stuff that sometimes goes really right over my head, but let me see if this makes sense to you. OpenAI now has an app for ChatGPT in Microsoft Windows. You with me?
Yeah, I kind of get you.
Okay. Fox's Eben Brown has more on the report.
The new ChatGPT for Windows app has arrived. It is still a beta version, and it only works for ChatGPT users on paid and educational tiers. And as it's an early version meant for testing, it won't have all the features like the website and existing apps do, but it accesses several of the AI's models, and you can even create images with DALL-E version 3. In Windows 11, it will allow you to bring up a small chat window no matter what you're doing. For you to interact with the AI as easily as possible, OpenAI will release the app for use by all users in the coming future. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty. 648 here. Also wanted to touch on this. New York Magazine and a reporter who admitted to a personal relationship with who was later ID'd as RFK Jr. are parting ways. Olivia Nuzzi was placed on leave in September, and the magazine hired a law firm to review her work during the 2024 campaign. The magazine said that the law firm didn't find any inaccuracies or evidence of bias in Nuzzi's published work, but the parties agreed the best course forward was to part ways. In a statement last month, Nuzzi said that her relationship with Kennedy was never physical, and she did not directly report on him or use him as a source. Nuzzi had been New York Magazine's Washington correspondent for nearly 8 years.
New park upgrades on the way for Pensacola Beach residents. Saturday, new playground equipment opens up at Cowley Park. Leading up to that opening, the playground area will close. Actually, it closed today and will be closed through Friday while the new equipment is stalled out there. The pavilion, walking track, tennis courts, and roller hockey rink are open during the playground installment. And a look into how a major symbol of breast cancer awareness came to be. This is kind of the background work here. Fox's Lisa Brady has the story in this House Call for Health.
Securing America.
Admiral Lisa Franchetti, the Chief of Naval Operations, recently discussed the Navy's navigation plan during a conversation with the Atlantic Council. The Admiral saying directly,
"We are facing a changing and challenging security environment."
While adding that,
"The rules-based international order that we have upheld, protected, and defended for over three quarters of a century is under threat in every ocean."
The Admiral says that her plan for the Navy's future is primarily focused on one prevalent threat, China.
"To make our nation's fleet more ready for potential conflict with the PRC by 2027.
She is advocating for a more mobile, larger Navy with more resources and more personnel because
when our access to the sea is impacted, so too is our economy, our national security, and really our way of life.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
All righty. So get a touch of breast cancer and naval relations. How about that? 650 here. Misunderstandings are phenomenal. We'll take a quick break when we return. Members of the Central Park Five suing former President Trump over defamatory remarks that he allegedly made about their 1989 cases. Details on that and more as we slide into this Monday evening right here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3 right after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, hear from local community leaders on how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. With four Sunny's locations serving the News Radio listening area, Navy Boulevard, Pine Forest, 9th Avenue, and Pace. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Brayer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. I am passionate about our community and have made sure our concerns are heard at City Hall. I'm accessible, out walking our neighborhoods and parks, and meeting with citizens to hear concerns about our district. I am always available and ready to listen, respond, and represent. We must continue to have a strong voice, so please re-elect me, your representative for the City of Pensacola. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brayer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. It's just that same spot we've been dealing with all afternoon / evening. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing through the Hurlburt Field area. Still stand still traffic around there. There you go. We've got some work going on, but also some accidents being reported, and it's just been a nightmare in that vicinity. Outside of that, there's not too much going on the roads. As for the weather, it's been sitting at around 80 degrees-ish. Tonight's low is going to be 61. Tomorrow, high of 82, low of 62 for a sunny, beautiful Tuesday.
6:55 laughing about this here. We're making that transition from driving around here. I'm thinking, well, what about the gas situation? I know these prices holding steady. After a while, we get into this fluctuation type. They're holding average price per gallon, regular unleaded Gulf Breeze, $2.69. Pace, it's $2.64. In Cantonment, $2.57. And Pensacola on Davis Highway, it's Raceway Station over there, $2.59.
All righty. Also, just want to give a quick correction here. 70 degrees. I think I said 80. I think I've been saying 80. 70 degrees in Pensacola currently. Tonight's low, 61. You get it. All righty. Mention this before break. Members of the Central Park Five suing former President Trump over defamatory remarks he allegedly made about their 1989 cases. The five men claim that Trump knowingly spoke with reckless disregard for the truth at his debate with Vice President Harris. Trump said the teens had pleaded guilty to the assault before changing their plea to not guilty, and added that they killed a person ultimately.
What would your day be like without Fox's CJ Papa? He's in with a Fox Daily Snapshot.
Alrighty.
It's October 21st, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is Apple Day, first celebrated in 1990.
It's a day to enjoy McIntosh, Granny Smith, Golden Delicious, Fuji, and many more varieties of the delicious fruit. And as one of our employees always says, the Cadillac of apples, the Honey Crisp. Pop icon Madonna releasing her 128-page coffee table book titled Sex in 1992. Thousands protest the war in Vietnam in 1967. Nearly 100,000 people standing up against the conflict, with more than 50,000 marching to the Pentagon asking for the government to end the conflict. The New York Yankees sweep the San Diego Padres to win their second of three straight World Series titles in 1998. Born on this day, actress Carrie Fisher, best known for playing Princess Leia in the Star Wars movie franchise.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Okie dokie. Pensacola Beach lifeguards have now transitioned over to winter staffing levels. Probably wondering if you've been out there, where'd the tower go? Well, lifeguards will continue to patrol Casino Beach throughout the winter. If you'd like to become a Pensacola Beach lifeguard, tryouts are December 7th and 8th at the UWF Aquatic Center on campus.
All righty, and we had news earlier this afternoon about Girl Scouts, their annual membership. We touched on this in Hour 1. Their annual membership fees will more than double over the next 2 years. They will remain at $25 next year, but rise to $45 in 2026 and $65 in 2027. This is the first time that the Girl Scouts of the USA has raised membership dues. The organization's national council session, can I read? That'd be great. Says that the higher fees will help to avoid having to reduce or cut out some of its programs and services. I'm assuming that includes the cookie giving. I will say this. With this price increase when it comes to membership, we better not see price increases when it comes to buying those cookies, Chris. I mean it.
I got you. Yeah, don't bring up the cookies. Okay, top grossing film at the box office this weekend will make people feel a lot of emotions, but not do its namesake after watching it. Are you following this? Well, Fox's Jill Nado has more on Fox on Film.
Fox on Film.
Topping the domestic box office this weekend, Smile 2.
Something really crazy is happening to me. I need to stop it. But I don't know how.
In its first weekend, taking in about $23 million, it beat the original Smile during its first weekend, which only took in $22 million. Second place went to Universal and DreamWorks Animation's The Wild Robot.
You were not easy to find.
You are defective.
I feel fine.
The film about a robot lost in the wilderness in its fourth weekend, taking in $10.1 million. That brings it to a total of over $100 million in North America. Coming in third, Terrifier 3 with just over $9 million. Not bad considering it cost just $2 million to make. Beetlejuice was fourth, holding on for its seventh weekend and bringing in $5 million. Jill Nado, Fox News.
Forgive me, I had our mics off because someone else was talking. All right, you've been listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Tomorrow, back with another rundown of everything happening in your world on a beautiful Tuesday right here on 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.